Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
What up, what up? It is Alex, the Fantasy Football Hustler, back at you. Playoff edition starts and sits. We're talking the running backs every single game. I try to keep adding different things to the stats that we show. Now you will see a strength of schedule moving forward because we want to know who has a good playoff schedule and who doesn't. Don't forget to go join the crew at 420crew.com. I got leagues that are coming up for the NFL playoffs that you guys do not want to miss. As soon as the fantasy party ends for everybody, I keep it going for the crew, 420crew.com. Thursday night football. I'm a little bit nervous about this divisional matchup between the 49ers and the Rams. The over-under is 49, and the 49ers are a 2.5-point favorite. As far as like the running backs go, it's good matchups all around. San Fran has been a great matchup, so you're going to start Kyren. The thing that sucks for San Fran, we still don't know if Guendo's going to play, if it's going to be Taylor. Rams have not been as good of a matchup as the 49ers, but that's because 49ers have been one of like the best matchups for your running back. They've been very above average. They've been a very positive matchup for your running back. So whoever plays, I would be considering them, but it all depends on your options. I'm leaning on sitting Guendo and Taylor as of Wednesday. My answer may change as of Thursday when we get more information, just any kind of more practice information or any information from the coach at all. The thing that sucks is Shanahan doesn't give us a lot of information. And then notice below the strength of schedule, the Rams, 14th ranked schedule, positive. San Fran, 25th. Ranked schedule moving forward, not that good. Just wanted to point that out so you know what that means moving forward for the rest of the peeps. Now on to the first Sunday game. We got the Saints going up against the Commandos. 43 is the over-under, and Commandos are a 7.5-point favorite. For good reason, Derek Carr still not practicing. So the coach says there's a chance he could play.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah! I don't believe it. Kamara also didn't practice on Wednesday, so I'm a little nervous about him. Both of these teams are a positive matchup. If Kamara plays, I'm more than likely going to play him. Brian Robinson, you already know that we're going to be playing Brian Robinson. Saints over the last 5 weeks have been one of the best teams you could deploy your running backs against. Moving forward, Washington has an ugly schedule. New Orleans has a very positive schedule moving forward. All right, now we got the Browns versus the Chiefs. Chiefs a 4-point favorite. 45 is the over-under. I really don't want to play Nick Chubb versus the Chiefs, man. It is horrible. They've pretty much been one of the best the entire year at defending the run. For the season, they're number one. Over the last 5 weeks, they've given up a little bit more points over the last 5 weeks than the entire season, but it still ain't good. So I'm going to sit Chubb if I can. Cleveland has been great for the season at defending the run, but as far as like the last 5 weeks, they've been giving up more points than normal. I'm going to say Pacheco is a go, and I'm going to say Hunt is one of those dart throw flex guys. Now the Titans versus the Bengals. Bengals, a 5-point favorite. The over-under is 47. Both teams have been giving up a lot of points to the running backs, especially over the last 5 weeks. For the season, they're both like middle of the road now, but the last 5 weeks have definitely skewed the numbers. I'm going to start Tony Pollard. I'm going to start Chase Brown. Only way I'm getting Spears involved is kind of like as a dart throw flex, but I'm very confident in both these running backs in this game. Brown and Pollard, fire them up.
All right, fire them up!
Now we got the Texans taking on the Dolphins. Texans a 3-point favorite. The over-under is 47. The Texans have been good against the run the entire year. I feel like I still want to play A-Chain, though. He could just break off a big one. And I don't want to start anybody who I'd consider a flex play or even a dart throw flex play over A-Chain because of this subpar matchup. So I'm deploying them. And Joe Mixon, you already know that we're going to be deploying Joe Mixon.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny.
Oh, yeah. We are definitely deploying Joe Mixon in this matchup, even though Miami has been a little bit better over the last 5 weeks compared to the entire season. Next game is the Giants taking on the Ravens. The Ravens are a 15-point favorite. 43 is the over-under. So they're expecting like the Giants not to score at all, I'm assuming. The Ravens, they've been pretty solid against the run and shutting down the run. I'm very nervous about Tracy in this game. I almost don't want to play him. Tracy seems more of like a flex guy to me than an RB2. So it really depends on your options if I would even play him. I'm saying he's a sit. And the Giants, they've been doing nothing but giving up points to the running back. So of course you're deploying King Henry. And I don't want to play Justice Hill in a game like this. Usually when it's an easier running back matchup, they don't get Justice Hill that much involved. They only get Justice Hill involved when Derrick Henry's kind of getting slowed down a little bit. So sit Tracy, sit Justice Hill, deploy King Henry. Let's get these championships. Next game, divisional matchup. Jacksonville Jaguars versus the New York Jets. Those goddamn Jets. The Jets are a 3.5-point favorite. The over-under is 40.5. I think this might be the lowest one on the week. The early news about Breece Hall not looking good for this week. It's still Wednesday, so there's more days of injury reports to come. But as of right now, I'm just going to assume that Breece Hall's not playing. And I'm going to say Braylon Allen and Isaiah Davis, both flex plays. If Breece Hall was playing, he would even be like a flex play to me. He has just not been that good. And it's probably the usage, the way they've been using him in general. The Jets have been a little bit better at defending the run, but I will play Tank Bigsby in this matchup. He's a running back too, almost like a fringe flex guy. But we're locking and loading him this week. Next game up, we got the Panthers versus the Cowboys. Panthers are a 3-point favorite, 43 is the over-under. Both teams have been giving up a bunch of points to the running backs. Cowboys, over the last 5 weeks, not so much, but that doesn't matter. We're still starting Chuba, and we're not even thinking twice about it. Jonathan Brooks, torn ACL, if you guys didn't hear. And Carolina's been giving up so much points that we're definitely getting Rico Dowdle out there. Let's go ahead and fire him up. Next game on the slate, we got the Chargers taking on the Bucks. Chargers a 3-point favorite. 45.5 is the over-under. Bucks getting back to their roots of not really allowing that many running back points, especially over the last 5 weeks. So I'm going to say sit any Chargers running back out there, especially Gus Edwards. Chargers over the last 5 weeks, 17th against the run. We still don't know what's going down with Bucky. I'm starting Rashad White either way. Bucky plays, I'm playing him as well. Only playing Sean Tucker if I am super, super desperate and if Bucky does not play. We got the Broncos taking on the Colts next. Broncos a 4-point favorite. 44.5 is the over-under. Indy giving up a bunch of points to the running backs. I'm super nervous about deploying any Denver running back, so I really don't want to do it. They're dart throw flexes at best, all of them. And I'm just super nervous. I'm just going to stay away from all of those if it's my team. Denver, kind of been middle of the road when it comes to giving up points to the running backs. A little bit more over the last 5 weeks they've been giving up versus the beginning of the season. We're not really going to sit JT, so we're deploying them, and Godspeed. Next game up, we got the Cardinals taking on the Patriots. Cardinals a 5.5-point favorite. 46 is the over-under. Both teams for the season giving up a bunch of points to the running backs. Cardinals even over the last 5 weeks. But the Patriots kind of shutting down the running backs, not giving up that many points to the running backs over the last couple weeks. I'm a little bit nervous about James Conner and just the way that the Cardinals offense has been moving in general. So I'm going to say James Conner. He's more of like an RB2 or a flex. He is going to be a start for me. But if you're in a more shallow league, I'd be looking to sit him. And Cardinals, they've been great against defending the pass, but not so much the run. So I'm going to say start Ramondre Stevenson. But boy, am I nervous about this Patriots team in general. Next game, we got the Lions taking on the Bills. Lions a 2.5-point favorite. 54.5 is the over-under. That might be the highest that I've seen on the entire season. Buffalo giving up a bunch of points to the running backs. We're starting Gibbs. We're starting Monty. The Lions, they really do not give up points to the running backs. So I'm going to say sit James Cook in this matchup. And one thing that you love, if you have Monty and Gibbs, look at that strength of schedule for the Lions moving forward in the playoffs. Third overall, gotta love it. Next game, this one is going to be a tough one. Eagles versus the Steelers. Eagles a 5-point favorite, 42.5 is the over-under. Steelers giving up bunch of points over the last handful of weeks to running backs. So, of course, we're starting Saquon. Eagles shut down the running backs. Just super nervous for Najee, Warren. And then look at their strength of schedule last. I'm sure the Eagles has something to do with that. I'm leaning on sitting Najee and sitting Warren if I can. Both of those guys are going to be like dart throw flexes to me. And it's all going to be about who you have on your team if I would start them or not. Next game, the Seahawks versus the Packers. Packers a 3-point favorite, 46 is the over-under. Packers over the last 5 weeks, giving up some decent points to the running backs. The early news that I heard about Ken Walker is he is day-to-day, but not a lot of positive signs for him actually playing this week. So I would be going into this week assuming that Ken Walker is not going to play, especially as of right now. And Charbonnet, we are firing him up.
Let's get it on!
All right, fire him up!
Then on the Packers side of things, Seattle for the season, pretty much been a decent matchup for the running backs over the last 5 weeks, giving up less points than expected, but I'm still going to start Josh Jacobs. He just gets too much volume over there, and we're riding with him. All right, we got two Monday night football games this week. The first one is a divisional matchup between the Vikings and the Bears. Vikings a 7-point favorite, 43.5. Is the over-under. Chicago has been a great matchup to deploy your running back against, so we are deploying Aaron Jones. Minnesota has been the exact opposite. They have been horrible to deploy your running back against, so we're not going to play Swift at all. I don't want to play any running backs for the Bears. The last Monday night football game that we have is the Raiders taking on the Falcons. Falcons a 4-point favorite and 44 is the over-under. Both teams over the last 5 weeks have been very stingy against the running backs. Falcons have been stingy the entire year against the running backs. I only want to play SMC, Sincere McCormick, if I am very desperate. Same thing with Abdullah. I just don't want to play anybody on the Raiders in this game. And for the Falcons, you are playing Bijan. We are riding or dying with our first round picks. And he has been very solid, solid enough to where we shouldn't even think twice about getting him in the game. Let's go get these dubs. Yes. Whoo. Made it to the end. Put a comment. Let me know what you think about this quick hitting starter sit. Pretty much broke down 16 games in less than 1 minute per game. Let's go. 420crew.com. Go join. Do it now so you don't forget. You could join for free. You could join as a paid member. I recommend joining as a paid member. There's multiple reasons to join. If you want one-on-one advice, that's the best place to get it from me, hands down. You want to be joining to track the best ball tournament, and you want to be joining to get in these NFL playoff leagues that are going to be drafting the first week of January. So go get over there, 420crew.com, and we'll see you for the wide receiver start and sit video tomorrow.